Think about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there
brains
is
aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart. You don't have any idea why we're doing most of the things that we're doing. But here's the deal. How are you going to deal with the boredom of the next 7.5 minutes? I'm Art Markman.
I'm Bob Duke.
I'm Rebecca McEnroy.
And this is Two Guys on Your Head.
Today, the value of boredom.
I think the expectation that we should be appropriately stimulated every moment of every day is just fantastically unrealistic. And, you know, sometimes we have to wait in line. Sometimes we're in traffic. Sometimes we're in a boring meeting. Sometimes we're at dinner with people we don't like. And so one of the things that has to happen, if you're going to be at all happy day in and day out, is find ways to accept boredom as something that is inevitable and something that will pass.
The human mind clearly doesn't like to be idle. It's expending too much physiological energy to just sit there doing nothing. And so when it finds itself sitting there doing nothing, it reminds you that it's sitting there doing nothing and that it would be awfully nice if you'd stop idling right about now and get about doing something of value. But the solution we have to making use of our brains now in situations in which there's nothing overt in the environment to occupy us is to create some kind of external stimulation for the brain. Namely, we whip out the cell phone and stare at the screen and play with apps for a while and kill pigs and all manner of other things, or watch kitten videos, because and basically cure the brain's idling with some kind of external stimulation. And I think what we need to do is to recognize that there's value in figuring out how to generate something interesting to think about internally.
Exactly.
In situations in which there's nothing outside going on.
Exactly. I think the thing to think about is, you know, as Art's saying, there are opportunities when we're not having to engage with other people or a device or something to think. And that think might involve recalling events or maybe imagining something that you would like to have happen, or maybe figuring out a solution to some problem that you haven't figured out yet. But what I mean by being bored appropriately doesn't mean just sitting idle and taking it, but it's finding ways to use the ability to think and imagine and remember in times when your full attention is not demanded by the circumstances you find yourself in.
Yeah. A chronic problem for everyone that we speak to these days is that they're too busy.
Yeah.
That's what people say. I'm busy. And part of what makes us feel so busy is that we're never not doing something.
Yeah.
That we're never driving anything internally. I think the feeling of being busy is when external events are constantly driving everything you do and everything you think about. And yes, the modern workplace has a lot of external things that are making you attend to them. But we then exacerbate that situation by creating these other opportunities to be driven by things on the outside.
Yeah, self-selected external events.
That's right. Yeah. And so some of that busyness is our own darn fault.
Yeah.
And we need to take a step back and allow ourselves to just think about what's going on.
And I think that's an important distinction to make with the thing that we're talking about. Because I think many people who have a hard day at work, look, I'm exhausted. I just want to plop in front of the TV and just watch something mindless, you know, and then still feel like I never am really relaxed. But the people who still feel unrelaxed after doing that is because you're still responding to something else that's timed for you, which is different if you're just reading or you're taking a walk, where you're in control of the timing, you're in control of the intensity, in a way that you're not when you're responding to something that's been created by somebody else.
And it's valuable too, because a lot of times people feel like, well, I don't really plan what I'm going to do next. Well, if you're constantly being driven by things outside of yourself, it's really hard to take the step back and plan. But if you actually give yourself opportunities to just think about what's going on, you create opportunities to be a little bit more mindful about how you choose to spend some of your other time. And And so we need to take those opportunities, and we don't just have to carve them out in our schedule.
Right,
so
exactly.
We shouldn't have to necessarily say, okay, from 2 to 2:15 on Thursday, I'm going to have some downtime. I mean, take advantage of there are five people ahead of you at a coffee shop, or you are sitting in traffic and it's going to take you 20 more minutes to get home. Take advantage of that time to actually generate some thoughts for yourself.
Yeah. And for anybody who these ideas appeal to and think, well, I'd like to do that. Don't start by taking a walk for 90 minutes, you know, walk around the building. That's it. Just walk around the building and just notice who's on the street and who planted that over there. And just that quietness is something that brings your whole physiology to a calmer, quieter place. And, you know, that may seem trivial. It's not trivial. In fact, in a life crammed full of stuff, it's an important feature of gaining a sense of agency about what you do.
I think another thing that boredom provides you with the opportunity to do is to remember what it's like to think slowly rather than to think quickly.
Yeah.
We react to a lot of things in our daily lives. We react quickly to the things that we see on social media or some video that we watch. We react to things that our colleagues say. We react to emails. But there's a lot of benefit to deliberating about key issues in your life. And while there can be a lot of valuable information in your gut reaction is not always the best reaction. So it can be valuable to think things through, but you need to practice doing that.
Yep.
You can't just think things through only in those occasions that absolutely demand it. And I think if you create opportunities for yourself to just slow things down and just allow your thoughts to develop and see where they go. Get to know how your own thinking works.
Yeah.
Next week, it's Math, Music, and the Brain with Dr. Art Markman and Dr. Bob Duke. David Alvarez is our engineer, and I'm Rebecca McEnroy. I produce Two Guys on Your Head at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas.